ジャパニーズポッド101でございます。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
Hi everyone, Jessie here, and I'm joined in the studio by Kat.
Hi everyone, Kat here.
Welcome to another installment of JCC, Japanese Culture Class. Kat, could you tell everyone what our topic is for this JCC lesson?
Izakaya! We'll be talking about izakaya in this JCC lesson.
This lesson is split up into two parts. In this lesson, part one, we'll talk about the izakaya experience, and in part two, we'll talk about Kat's experience at an izakaya. Now, some listeners might already be familiar with izakaya, but some listeners might be asking, just what is an izakaya?
It's a good question. Even native English speakers living in Japan refer to them as izakaya when speaking in English.
That's true. People say things like, let's go to an izakaya and stuff.
Right. Basically, an izakaya is translated in a Japanese English dictionary as, well, a Japanese-style pub. But I always think that's not quite right. My mental image of a pub and of an izakaya are completely different. For one thing, at a pub, you usually queue at the bar in order to be served, then take your drink back to your own table. But at an izakaya, as you know, Jesse, you're served by a waiter or waitress at your table.
Right, just like at a restaurant.
Right. The service is actually a really important element of the whole experience. Also, while pubs will sometimes serve pub lunches or small snacks, a huge part of the izakaya experience involves food.
Definitely.
Yeah. Izakaya typically have huge food menus. So in short, izakaya is one of those Japanese words for which there's no neat English translation. The best I can think of is traditional Japanese eating and drinking establishment.
I think that's the best way to really sum it up. Now, going to an izakaya is a really interesting cultural experience. So in this lesson, we'd like to introduce you step by step to the izakaya experience and talk a bit about the culture surrounding it. So let's get started. First and foremost, when you enter an izakaya, you take off your shoes. Now, some places have shoe boxes that you put your shoes in, and you get a little keychain, wooden keychain for the locker.
Right.
And some places take your shoes for you.
There's also different seating arrangements, aren't there, when you go in?
Right.
You can sometimes choose. They'll offer you a selection. So there's usually the counter where a lot of people, if they go by themselves, they'll sit at the counter. There's a booth or even a whole private room, which is called koshitsu.
The private room is really nice.
Yeah, it's really nice. You can really relax there. There's also zashiki, which is Japanese-style seats, like sitting on floor level. And my personal favorite, horigotatsu, which is a word I only just learned. floor-level seats with a sunken hole under the table for your legs. It's kind of hard to describe.
It is hard to describe. You have to really see it to know what it looks like.
Look it up online, everyone.
Right. And so you go into the izakaya, and you get seated, and the staff hands you oshibori, which is a small wet towel used to clean your hands, and a menu. Now, at a lot of places, you'll receive paper menus, but some have special touchscreen machines.
I love those. They're so fun.
And you can make your order. It's all electronic, and it's really convenient.
Right.
And then after that, the staff hands out starters or appetizers to everyone. These are called otoshi or tsukidashi.
Yeah, these are, you have to be careful because when I first came to Japan, I thought these were just a free gift. But then actually they're usually charged on the bill instead of a seating charge.
Right. And then after that, the staff will ask for drink orders. Now, when speaking to the customers, the staff uses super polite language known as songkeigo. We'll cover this a bit more later, but to see what kind of language is used, take a look at the lesson notes PDF for this lesson. We've compiled a lot of keigo phrases that are commonly used at izakaya.
That's right. And when it comes to ordering, drinks are usually ordered first before you get into the food menu. The customers usually start their first order with toriaizu, which means for the time being. So for example, toriaizu namabiru futatsu, two draft beers for now.
Right. And also anytime you want to let the staff know that you're finished ordering, you can just say ijou desu. That's all.
And then you just sit back and wait for your food to arrive.
Hopefully it shouldn't take too long.
That's right, because izakaya pride themselves on speed.
Right.
So you should get it almost immediately.
Okay, so next step. Your food has come and it's time to eat. The dishes are shared amongst everyone using small plates called kozara, which are kind of similar to Spanish tapas.
Definitely.
If you're familiar with those.
Good comparison, yeah.
Sharing amongst everyone is a very important aspect to eating at an izakaya.
That's right. Sharing is everything. No one orders one dish for themselves. So be careful about that. Also, it's really common practice, not only in izakaya, but all in Japan, everywhere, to pour drinks for others if drinks come in bottles.
This is a really good point.
So, for example, senpai kohai rules apply when pouring. So senior junior colleague slash student relationships apply when pouring, which means that the kohai or the younger members of the group, the juniors, pour drinks for the senpai or the older members of the group or the seniors.
So speaking of drinks, I'd say the most popular ones are beer, nihonshu, and shochu.
Yes, and I'd also like to mention, because I get asked this quite often, I'd like to mention that nihonshu, or rice wine, is what is referred to as sake in English. When someone says sake, what they really mean is nihonshu when you're speaking English.
Right. What they don't realize is that in Japanese, sake really just means alcohol and can refer to anything alcoholic.
That's right. So again, sake is actually nihonshu, brewed rice wine, which is sweet and can be served cold, warm, or hot.
And then there's shochu, distilled alcohol made from one of several raw materials, including sweet potato, rice, soba, barley, etc. There's really a wide variety of drinks available, so definitely try them out when you go.
Yeah, that's right, definitely. Even for people who don't drink alcohol, there's a huge variety of interesting soft drinks or non-alcoholic cocktails.
Definitely.
I've never seen such a wide variety of sweet josemuke, or for girls, cocktails as I have in Japan.
Ah, totally, totally.
Shimase, I'm so happy.
Okay, so after a night of nonstop eating and drinking, you might be thinking, how much is this all going to cost me? Well, the first thing that you should know is that the bill is split between everyone equally.
Yeah, personally, I've never split the bill unequally, as in add up what each person spent individually and work it out like that. In Japan, I've never done that because you're sharing all the dishes anyway, so involve fractions.
And that would be really hard.
It's just not done, is it? Everything is shared, so be careful if you don't drink alcohol or you aren't very hungry when you go, because you probably won't get off cheaper than everyone else.
I have had this experience.
Yes, because Jesse, you don't drink very much, do you?
Right. Right. Although, it's worth noting that sometimes, if you're a student or you have just started a new job, people might go easy on you and let you pay a bit less.
That's right. Or your senpai from work or school may actually treat you completely and say, it's on me, the whole thing, because you're younger than me.
So exactly. Yeah. It all depends. And if I had to put a price on an average amount spent at an izakaya, I'd say perhaps around 3,000 to 5,000 yen.
Yeah.
But really, it all depends on what you order.
That's right. There are also nomihodai, which means all you can drink, plans as well, which can save you some money if you plan on drinking quite a lot at pace in a short amount of time.
Right.
So this may not be for everyone, but if you plan drinking a lot, nomihodai is a good idea. Okay, so you're finished eating and drinking and you're ready to get the check. So you tell the staff, okaike wo onegai shimasu. Okaike is also sometimes referred to as oaiso, which actually means a bill.
And with that, the izakaya experience is complete.
Yay!
So this concludes part one, the step-by-step introduction to an izakaya. Join us next time when we talk to Kat about her experiences actually working at an izakaya. We'll get a special behind-the-scenes look, so don't miss it. Until next time.
Bye, everyone.